When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in today. I believe there are a lot of myths about social media. There are a lot of myths and expectations that I think are just, They're expectations that are false or inaccurate or just put a lot of pressure on you when you're starting a small business or a side hustle that you don't necessarily have to adhere to. Okay, so today's listener is going to help us crack open at least one of them because they are not a fan of using social, at least not for business, not for selling something. And the most common advice you tend to hear is, you know, get on social and post all the time. You know, if you've got something for sale, you should be using these programs to schedule all these different posts, and you should be commenting on every post and adding a bunch of hashtags to all your posts. And maybe those things are good for some people. Like if you enjoy it, if you see a return from it, if it is profitable, that's great. But if, you know, those characteristics aren't met, if you're not enjoying it, if you're not seeing a return from it, might there be a better way? You know, or alternatively, should our listener just suck it up and start posting? Or should he devote his limited time and energy elsewhere? You can probably guess what my answer is, but let's get into some details. What if you don't want to use social media? That is today's question. I'll provide my answer after this short message from our sponsor.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Chris, this is Chad from Tucson, and my side hustle is video production for high school athletic programs. My question is it possible to build a thriving business without harnessing social media? Currently, the videos I make are uploaded to one site where they take care of all the marketing and branding, and I get paid a commission on every video that's downloaded. I've recently started my own website so that I'm not, you know, dependent on another platform, and I definitely want to grow, but I hate social media, at least when it comes to business promotion. So how can I market without using Instagram or another big tech platform? I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts about this.
All right. I really appreciate the question. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being out there. And so I appreciate the question. I'm going to give you a real answer. You know, your choice to use or not use social media, as well as how to use it, which platforms to use, how often to post, everything in that category, it really depends on who your customers are and how you're going to engage with them. Okay, so it's partly about your preferences, and it's also about who your customers are. You know, if your business is resume writing, let's say, then it might be hard for you to not be on LinkedIn. Like, we have profiled a number of businesses that are doing that, or individuals that have made extra money, sometimes substantial amounts of money doing that, and they often, you know, get lead generation through LinkedIn. If you are in the fashion space, for example, you know, you should probably be on Instagram. Okay, that doesn't mean that every business should try to do all of these things, right? I just gave you a couple examples there, but there could be dozens of them, you know, especially when you are the business. Like if this is your side hustle, you've got limited time and attention. And even for a lot of larger brands, you know, it doesn't always make sense to have a collection of random social accounts. So that's why I think prioritization and focus is so important, and also doing what you're motivated to do. So if you really don't like social, then that's a factor. So what does that tell us about our listener's question? At first glance, you know, I don't think that the way they engage with clients really has much at all to do with social media. Like, they are serving high school athletic programs. So the buyers are whoever is in charge of that. You know, they're probably not scrolling through TikTok every day in search of their next vendor, those buyers. So I would imagine the way to get to know those people is through more traditional relationship building. You know, so in this situation, don't stress the selfies. Don't stress the selfies and the hashtags. You got to do what works for you. Don't be overwhelmed. Choose a couple of things, focus on that. And that's how you're going to see real returns without burning yourself out, which is key, right? I want you to be able to do this for a long period of time. I want this to be good for you, something you look forward to, not something that is a burden on you in any way. That's what I think about that. Listeners, if you've got a question or a contribution, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them. I'm excited to bring you all kinds of stuff we've got planned for this year and probably some surprises as well. All right, new episode every day. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.